This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A lot is happening. We have power systems around the world crashing. Grids going down. Governmental and corporate private computer systems being attacked by multiple viruses, followed up by further attacks of multiple viruses. We have bombings in Israel, bombings in Baghdad, talk of massive terrorist attacks here in the United States, and the government has designed this giant police state control grid. And they're using all of these threats to create insecurity, and then they give you the answer to your anxiety, big government giving up your liberty. Ashcroft has now kicked off his campaign because he's desperate, because the Patriot Act has become kitchen table talk, and Americans across the political spectrum are waking up to the horrors of the police state, the New World Order system being set up. Big show lined up for you on this 20th of August, 2003, live edition of the show. Any issue you want to talk about, you're welcome to give us a call if it pertains to the news, locally, nationally, internationally. If you disagree with me, if you have a question, a comment, if you've seen some propaganda on the news, or more likely in a sitcom or in a movie or in a newspaper, give us a call. Expose it on air. 1-800-259-9231. And I will go to the calls 20 minutes into this show. By the third segment of this show, I will start going to your calls. 1-800-259-9231. Israel blasts, suspends talks, but we've tracked the history of the bombings there, and Mossad founded Hamas to create crises so they can keep the police state going. Again, both sides are controlled by the New World Order, the Palestinians and the Israelis. This is out of Islam Online. Reuters cameraman killed for filming U.S. graves, brother says. He had been out near the prison where witnesses had seen hundreds of body bags of dead U.S. servicemen and mass graves. And that he'd been given a pass to the prison, which is admitted, and the tank drove up. He was wearing his red helmet with his press credentials, and they killed him. It was even caught on tape. And now we're finding out about mass graves. That's coming up. Ashcroft Patriot Act, a turning point. He's now giving speeches. That's coming up. We'll get into some of his statements. Also, new fast-spreading sorbid worm adds to Worm Week. Computer glitch halts New Zealand stock market trading. World makes and wakes up to a new virus. Again, the globalists are behind this, folks. They've been behind it many times in the past. Also, CNN says bracing for guerrilla warfare in cyberspace. They say we're already under attack. The electronic Pearl Harbor has already begun, but don't worry. By surveilling us and taxing the internet and running our lives, everything will be fine. Oops, wrong weapon, bullets instead of shock. The national trend of police killing people with their lethal guns and then claiming, oh, I thought it was my non-lethal weapon. We'll talk about how non-lethal weapons are really trained, are really there to train police how to kill people, how to go ahead and to preemptively, without provocation, to shoot you. All this stuff of giving the guys in the black uniforms rubber bullets and flashbangs and all this, that's just for training for later to mow people down. By the way, I have their own training manuals. But the police are mad. Police outrage over demand for their DNA. They want to make you give yours, but not them. They're for a universal database for the citizens, the slaves, but not for themselves. So we'll get to that. Look, I haven't even scratched the surface. Big first hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's online at InfoWars.com.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I do this show Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central during the day, then back from 9 to midnight. The broadcast is sent out via the AM and FM dial on a growing list of stations that care about America and want to tell the truth and believe that being a constitutionalist and being a real conservative is more important to their family's futures than being a big government anti-gun, open border promoting neocon. So we blast out on the growing list of AM and FM affiliates, simulcast on global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and at night from 9 to midnight, central at 5.085 and 6890. And yes, the websites are InfoWars.net, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com, all excellent websites. Check them out today. And much of what we cover on the show is posted from multiple sources from around the world, mainstream, alternative, government documents, bills, a transcript, streaming audio, video, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We make some amazing claims on this show, but when you know history, they're not amazing. They're sad because they're true. It's scary. It's painful. But it's even scarier to know what's going on and do nothing to stand up and fight against the corrupt powers that be, the organized criminal crime syndicate that is the New World Order, that owns Madison Avenue and Wall Street, that controls the spin machines, that is selling us feudalism, dehumanization, slavery, neo-serfdom. If you don't know what serfdom or feudalism is, you need to go to the dictionary or encyclopedia, read it, look around you today, you'll understand what we're facing. A nightmarish Orwellian system is upon us. It's not coming, it's here. It's what degree of hot water will we accept? Top UN official among dead in Baghdad blast. The head envoy for the United Nations died yesterday when a powerful truck bomb ripped apart the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad, killing at least 15 people, including the UN's top official in Iraq. Senior UN official confirmed that Sergio Del Mello, the UN Secretary General's special representative to Iraq, had died after being trapped beneath the rubble of the UN building. Mr. DeMello's office appeared to have been the target of the bombing. Hundreds of UN staff work at the compound, a former hotel in eastern Baghdad. A UN worker in Baghdad told the Associated Press that he had counted 15 white body bags taken from the collapsed building. At least 40 people were injured. Now they're saying more dead. We don't know the actual number, but it's above 15. The explosion was caused by a massive truck bomb. And it goes on, we have evidence to suggest it could have been a suicide attack. Bernard Kirk, a top U.S. law enforcement official in Baghdad, told reporters. Man, I tell you, Uday Adad, a Iraq security guard at the building, said, I was standing at the gate when it exploded. Many Iraqis and foreigners were wounded, he told Reuters. He had pulled three bodies from the rubble himself. Suddenly there was an explosion, everything fell down. There were lots of people inside because no one had gone home yet, a UN employee told the Associated Press. So I am looking at the image of the blast and aftermath of the explosion at the UN headquarters in Baghdad. And it doesn't look like it's that big from these images in the video I've seen. Who knows? I know that the globalists carried out September 11th. I know they carried out the first World Trade Center bombing where they cooked the bomb and trained the driver, the FBI did. I know that they also carried out a lot of different operations. We've confirmed here on air. We know that we have official documents that call for carrying out terror, bombing ships, bombing buildings, hijacking jets by remote control full of passengers, committing sniper attacks, how to then blame that on enemies. That's an official U.S. government document. We know Roosevelt ordered 7,000-plus civilians to be left in the Philippines for political effect so the Japanese could capture them. That's now admitted, signed by Roosevelt. I mean, we have hundreds of these examples. MI5, MI6 have been caught blowing stuff up in England and outside England to blame it on their enemies. It's clear the British government carried out the Bali bombing with the FBI last year. That came out in mainstream papers. The FBI told the Taiwanese not to warn the government in Bali. I could go on and on for hours, and we have. I've made two films on the subject of government-sponsored terror. I've written a book about it. I published another great book that Paul Joseph Watson wrote, Order Out of Chaos, which, by the way, is brand new, just been out for a week. Really, I could spend every day just covering government-sponsored terrorism, take one case of it and spend 3 hours on it. But so I see this bombing in Baghdad. I try to look at who stands to gain. The globalists said early on that they wanted to keep the occupation of Iraq going years before they invaded. That would be a 5-year occupation due to insurgents and resistance, and that they need to do that so that the people don't call for, hey, you haven't appointed people to set up a real election. You haven't had an election. Instead, you've just appointed people to be the regional governors. And see, now they don't have to do that. I mean, they don't care if soldiers die every day. They said, bring them on. No, they're graft-dodging chicken hawks. Why do they care? And so, look, a lot of Americans will say, yeah, we can't back out of a fight. Let's just stay in Iraq. So they don't care if stuff's getting blown up and Americans are dying, because they need to have the illusion of a quagmire. Number one is a big distraction and diversion. Number two, so that there's no call for putting in a legitimate government. Instead, they've taken former secret police out of the Shah's dictatorship and put them in charge of the major cities, who are now engaged in looting and raping and killing and drug dealing, and you know, that's all admitted now, and torture and the rest of it. So people say support the troops. Well, I do support the troops. They shouldn't be there. They shouldn't be doing this. This is unconstitutional. War was not declared. Now, this is a big cash machine for the bankers. And some say, well, wait a minute, Alex, you're saying that they want to have troops getting killed as a diversion and to keep this thing going for as long as possible, to have the excuse not to have a legitimate government that's elected by the Iraqi people. Well, wait a minute, Alex. This is hurting Bush. This is hurting Republicans. This is, well, the globalists are bigger than that. They burn Bill Clinton. They burn George Bush politically. They build them up, tear them down. They're puppets. It's theater. It's like the UN being against the war. No, they weren't against the war. They were for occupation, or either Iraq accepted occupation and another 12 years of having their oil stolen, or the bad cop comes and gets you. When the big banks that own America are in Europe that were ordering the war. And now the UN plays the part of the good cop, and now playing the part of the little martyrs. So there's a lot of other key pieces of information, but just think about it for yourself and look at all the evidence. I don't know who's carrying out these bombings, this latest spat, but I do know that evidence has come out on this network and come out in the news that the U.S. government, that is, elements of it, were carrying out the oil field fires in the first Gulf War, which actually boosted oil prices and helped the oil companies make record profits. And look at what we're seeing now. All over Arizona, they can't get fuel, they can't get gas. We've got power outages over the Northeast. We've got incredible gas prices that haven't gone down in years. They just stay high now. We're being sucked on. We're being built. We're being bled. And it's horrible. And there's been another blast. Israel blasts, suspends talks. Israel has cut off contacts with Palestinian officials following a suicide bus blast in the heart of Jerusalem, which killed 20 Israelis and injured up to 100. Israel's foreign minister official, Yothan Peeld, announced the suspension of talks on the handover of West Bank towns to Palestinian control after Tuesday's bombing. The ministry said Israel would also reimpose a total military closure of West Bank towns, allowing no one in or out. According to Israeli radio reports, police have arrested 17 Palestinians suspected of being Hamas activists, including several of the bombers' relatives. Palestinian security forces have also been ordered to arrest others linked to the bombing, Palestinian Minister of Information Nabil Amar said. Israel, and Haaretz reported yesterday, I never got to this yesterday, but it's on Infowars.com. Haaretz, the big, you know, national paper of Israel, admitted the horrible torture that Israel meets out to people, how they even threaten and torture people's family members. And we've heard our own CIA and the Washington Post say that torturing people's kids and families and threatening them is what they do. And notice in this article it says they've grabbed their family members. And from Haaretz and UPI and Jerusalem Post and Media Bypass, so Jewish papers, U.S. news services, conservative news services, I mean, the whole gamut, have reported that Israel was caught multiple times in the last 30 years, well, since 1974, 29 years, setting up Hamas, and even just last year, going and torturing young Palestinians who never were involved in bombings, ordering them to carry out shootings and bombings, and then letting them escape. Now that's Haaretz, folks, okay? I don't want to get an email that it's anti-Semitic because I just talked about Israel carrying out bombings. This has been in the news. in Jewish newspapers. You know, I was just talking about the British carrying out bombings. I was just talking about the U.S. government carrying out bombings. This is what governments do, and we will stand against corrupt governments. So I don't know what's going on with this latest bombing. We just know who's been caught doing it in the past. Are there wannabes that are copycatting, that are Palestinian? Yes.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizens Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the Ark Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of Ark's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your Ark. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the Ark Institute, P.O. Box 1227. Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
All right, folks, your calls are coming up. Any issue you'd like to discuss, any news item we haven't covered, any piece of propaganda that you've witnessed on television or in the newspaper, the toll-free number to join us on this live Wednesday edition of the Worldwide Broadcast is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Israel blasts, suspends talks. Oh, see, and now Israel can continue building its armored wall and continue shooting reporters and children, and the Palestinians can continue shooting and killing children and military and blowing things up. And it just continues. Everybody gets their funding now. And the police state, the big government, the military state, gets to stay in power. And freedom of speech gets to be censored. Reuters cameraman killed for filming U.S. graves, says brother. The brother of Reuters cameraman said he was deliberately murdered for discovering mass graves of U.S. troops killed in Iraq resistance attacks. The U.S. troops killed my brother in cold blood, Nazim Dayan told Islam Online in an exclusive statement. The U.S. occupation troops shot my brother on purpose, although he was wearing his press badge, which was also emblazoned on the car he was driving, he said. He also recalled that his brother had obtained a prior permit from U.S. occupation authorities in Iraq to film in the site. On Sunday, August 17th, U.S. troops shot dead the award-winning Reuters cameraman while he was filming near the U.S.-run Abu Ghraib prison in Baghdad. His last pictures show a U.S. tank driving toward him outside the prison wall. Several shots rang out from the tank, and the camera falls to the ground. Mass grave. Mazen told me by phone a few days before his death that he discovered a mass grave dug by U.S. troops to conceal the bodies of their fellow comrades killed in Iraq resistance attacks, Nazimi said. He also told me that he found U.S. troops covered in plastic bags in remote desert areas, and he filmed them for a TV program. We're pretty sure that the American forces had killed him knowingly to prevent him from airing his findings. Well, we know that's what the Russians did in Afghanistan. We know that they're not even reporting on the massive numbers of troops being killed in Afghanistan. And families will just be told that, your son or daughter died in an accident, and then it's never reported on our news, part of living in a police state. Oh, boy. Continuing, Ashcroft Patriot Act, a turning point. This is out of Associated Press. The USA Patriot Act will be seen as a turning point in the war against terrorism. Take the word terrorism out and add freedom, Bill of Rights, family, America. Attorney General John Ashcroft says, launching a nationwide campaign to counter criticism that the law undermines civil liberties and the Constitution. We haven't used these tools to prevent terrorists from unleashing more death. We have used these tools to prevent terrorists from unleashing more death and destruction on our soil, Ashcroft said in a speech Tuesday in the American Enterprise Institute. Ashcroft was appearing Wednesday in Pennsylvania to reinforce the message, part of the month-long tour of more than a dozen cities that includes Cleveland, later Wednesday in Detroit and Des Moines, Iowa on Thursday, quoting Abraham Lincoln and Winston Churchill in a Tuesday speech. Ashcroft compared the law passed 6 weeks ago after the 2001 attacks, 6 weeks after the 2001 attacks, to such great historical events as the Civil War, Battle of Gettysburg, and the U.S. aid that bolstered Great Britain in the early days of the struggle against Nazi Germany. Well, Ashcroft, in Nazi Germany, they called it homeland security. In Nazi Germany, they said you could be arrested without a warrant or have your home searched without a warrant. That's all in your Patriot Act. They admit your Patriot Act is for citizens and all crimes, and your new Victory Act is for crimes, publicly calling a bunch of new crimes, having some marijuana, a terrorist act. Oh, it's incredible. And the guy said there wasn't a second Patriot Act. Now he admits it. I mean, he's a liar, people. Critics scoff, contending that the campaign is a sign of growing public skepticism about the Patriot Act. Quote, although the Department of Justice is understandably reluctant to admit it, the real significance of this roadshow is that it shows that the Patriot Act is becoming a kitchen table issue, said Laura Murphy, director of the Washington office of the American Civil Liberties Union, who is a loyal opposition. Okay, they're there to pass weak resolutions and to make you think the Democrats are the saviors when it was Hillary and Chuckie Schumer helped write the Patriot Act. All right, we'll come back and get into a bunch of other news on the police state. And take your calls. We'll go right to your calls. 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed.
Live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
So, my friends, we stand here on the edge of another terrorist attack. I'm sure that you've heard that the government's saying brace for another attack. It's going to happen. Not a question of if, but when. But if you give all your liberties up, they'll be able to keep you safe. They said give up liberty for security over and over again. That's kind of backfired on them now. So I've got the quote here of John Ashcroft saying that we need to accept the Patriot Act and new legislation to protect our liberties. That's right. And the Patriot Act doesn't just expand government surveillance. It allows them to break into your house without a warrant for any suspected crime that's not even terrorist-related. It allows them to secretly arrest you. The new Patriot Act allows them to secretly kill you. They admit torture. It goes on and on, and it should upset everybody, folks. It really should. And then there's this chilling CNN article. Bracing for guerrilla warfare in cyberspace. There are lots of opportunities that are very scary. CNN. The children are out of school, and as highways and airports fill with vacationers, rolling power outages hit sections of Los Angeles, Chicago, Washington, New York. An airliner is mysteriously knocked off the flight control system and crashes into Kansas. Now, this is April 6, 99, folks, from CNN, by the way. Tonight, parts of 911 service in Washington fail. Supervisors at the Department of Defense discover that their email and telephone services are disrupted, and officers aboard the U.S. Navy cruiser find that their computer systems have been attacked. All incidents mount. As incidents mount, the stock market drops precipitously and panic surges through the population. Unlikely? Hardly. The electronic Pearl Harbor that the White House terrorism czar, Richard A. Clark, fears is not just a threat, it has already happened. Much of the scenarios above, except for the plane and stock market crashes and panic, occurred in 97 when 35 hackers hired by the National Security Agency launched simultaneous attacks on U.S. electronic infrastructure. And they found that they were able to bring the country down. Oh, it's the government testing that. Kind of like the government on September 11th at 8:30 in the morning in the D.C. area was running a drill of hijacked jets being flown into buildings. And so, just because they had that first ever test, they just so happened to order NORAD to stand down. Oh, it's just a drill this morning. You guys all stand down, okay? Okay, boss. Okay, chief. That's the Associated Press, by the way. It's in Masters of Terror. It's in Police State 3, Total Enslavement. We go over that stuff, but that's just one piece of it. I mean, it's so sick. It's so horrible. They get away with it because you'll never be able to face it. And it gets into how they're doing all this. And President Clinton announced in January of 99 a $1.46 billion initiative to deal with U.S. government computer security. And what did it do? It centralized it and made it even more easy to attack with Windows-based systems being added to the backbone of it. They made it more easy to attack. It's the same thing with the power outages. Deregulation, centralization, it's fascism. It's not free market. And it puts it all, the whole system, where it can be brought down by the government. You look at all the evil stuff that the corrupt interests in this government have done, it's bad to give governments, a centralized government, so much control over the states, over the counties, over the cities. This was common sense just a few decades ago, but Americans have become so mindless, they don't even understand what states' rights and local control is. So what do you think about that? An article from 1999, April 6th, out of CNN, and it's on Infowars.com. It continues. What do you think about that? What do you think about all these bombings? What do you think about Ashcroft saying that we've got to give up our liberty to protect our liberty? One of his insane quotes here. And remember, he said there was no Patriot Act II. He said the first Patriot Act didn't affect citizens. That's now all been reversed. But people aren't calling him on it in these stupid press conferences, these staged press conferences, which, by the way, they won't let alternative media in. They've even taken WorldNet Daily's press credentials out of the White House and Capitol. Won't let you get in and ask these liars questions. That's your free speech, folks. So what do you think about all this? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Here's another one. Oops, wrong weapon, bullets instead of shock. And I read this article, then I have another article here in my stack where they're issuing the police more non-lethal weapons. Now, what does this do? Well, you train a gladiator first with a wooden sword, folks. And they admit that the non-lethal weapons for training with the military decades ago was to train the men to get past that instinct to not kill fellow humans, to not strike fellow humans. And the whole non-lethal weapons movement is about getting police used to engaging, assaulting citizens. Oh, you didn't move fast enough off the street. We'll hit you with a billy club. And this is an old tactic. We'll spray you with pepper spray. We'll shoot you in the face with rubber bullets, which has killed dozens of people every year. And it says, when Madera, California police officer drew her handgun instead of a non-lethal taser and killed a suspect last year, it wasn't the first time law enforcement had mistakenly fired bullets instead of an electronic charge. Twice before, in April 2001 in Sacramento, California, and September 2002 in Rochester, Minnesota, officers had drawn guns instead of the taser device and wounded suspects. As a result, the city of Madera and police officer Mercy Noriega have filed a lawsuit against Taser International, manufacturer of the electronic device, and blamed the company's training procedures for part of the problem. Isn't that insane? And yes, I have an article about police suing gun manufacturers now. Let's see. Noriega shot Evardo Torres, 24, on October 27, 2002, as he sat handcuffed in the back of the police cruiser. And that's a Fresno Bee. And we see these articles where all the time, some old wino doesn't get up quick enough, they kill him with rubber bullets. They do this all the time, folks. They blow other cops' eyes out with their rubber bullets. They get real upset when that happens. When it's you, it's no big deal. But think of the insanity. Suing Taser. Now, we got video of people at checkpoints with their hands up, and they hit them with three tasers. They fall down. The dogs chew on them. They hit them with more tasers. They got a new thing where they line you up against the side of a bridge, taser you, you fall off. It's how they like to kill people they don't like. You think I'm joking? Folks, I got 20 articles today, more than 20, with cops raping children, raping women in jails, killing other cops, murder for hire, drug dealing. I never even cover this stuff. I'm not here to bash cops. Most cops aren't bad, but a large percentage of them are now. 10% are criminals that were smart enough to go get a badge and a gun. And this is what history shows. Statistically, robbers, drug dealers, rapists, molesters, they go and become cops because they're smart, folks. Smart criminals go become police officers. Again, it's like Pinkerton Security in the Wild West going around and hiring every gunslinger and paying them double what they get robbing banks. Paying them lavishly to go around killing whoever wouldn't give their land up. So I got a stack of these articles here. And so the point is, you got to limit the scope and power of government. You got to have due process. Yeah, some criminals are going to go free. But it's better that the lone criminal go free and I still have my Second Amendment to defend against that scum than to have an unlimited, unchecked, centralized government that's hiring felons and illegal aliens now who run its operations, by the way. So I got that article, and then I got another one here where it shows how Nationwide is proliferating. And again, all this is to do is to train police to engage the public preemptively. Because they'd have trouble just mowing a bunch of people down like they did, with the colleges in the 60s. So it's easier just to blast them with rubber bullets and see then move them into the other so-called lethal weapons like the Russians use that killed a third of the people in the Moscow theater. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Florida. Mike, go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
How are you doing, Alex?
Fantastic.
I had a couple points. First thing I want to say is I recently got a chance to view the trailer for Mel Gibson's new movie, The Passion, and I must say, just from watching the four-minute preview of what the movie is, that it's honestly the most intense preview that I've ever seen for a movie, and I if he changes a thing of it, I'd be very sad. I can't wait to see it. It looks fantastic.
Well, we had Hutton Gibson on last night, and I'm debating whether we should re-air that in the third hour today. And Hutton Gibson, father Mel Gibson, he has seen the whole thing screened at his son's home, Mel Gibson. And he's talked to Mel, and they're not planning to change anything other than cuts that were already going to take place, decisions that Mel had already made, and they're going right out of the Bible. It's an amazing, really a reenactment. Historians should be happy to see this. Even non-Christians, I would think, would want to see this because it's the Aramaic language used. It's the Latin that was being used, the Greek that was being used, the Hebrew that was being used. I can't wait to see it. And so what we're getting from Hutton, who talked to Mel yesterday, is that that report really isn't true, that's just media spin. That, oh, look, they caved in, see, they're not going to show this movie the way it was being cut.
I hope they don't change. I hope they don't change a thing. From what I saw, it's looking like it's going to shit up to be really good.
Where did you see the trailer for this film?
I downloaded it online off of Kaza. I pirated it. So, my second point is that I wanted to go is for the people in Tampa that have known that we've had to face it, the crowd scanning technology in downtown Tampa for the last 2 years. I'm just reading a thing today from the Tampa Tribune that the Tampa Police Department has eliminated the software because after 2 years it's called the zero arrest, zero positive identification.
Now understand that what's happened here is it has a glitch rate of about 20%. We've had the guest on where, you know, construction worker, no criminal record, two children, World War. Veterans, old black men, it doesn't matter. SWAT teams would swap them, and then they'd give them their ID, and it wouldn't even be the person they thought. So then the argument is, okay, we've got to fix it, as if that was the argument. Oh, well, if we just make it work, then it's okay. Let me tell you, every high-powered television camera, closed-circuit TV camera out there is hooked into FaceIt software. Goes right to NSA. This is all admitted. DARPA paid to put this in. But that is exciting news that Tampa is eliminating it. Now, I read just 2 weeks ago that Tampa's going to use it in the ship channel to, quote, profile boats.
Oof.
So maybe they're cutting one part of the program and expanding the other.
I hope not. I hope we've gotten rid of that. I remember that they got one person over the 2 years and it happened to be the wrong person.
Well, that was the construction worker.
Yes.
We had him on, and he wasn't the only person. They SWAT-teamed an old black man. They SWAT-teamed an old World War II vet, thinking they were criminals. So it's pretty ridiculous.
I had one final thing about the whole anthrax situation that happened a couple years back. I recently saw that after they got done draining the pond and whatnot, that they found zero evidence. Come to that, and I decided to do some of my own reading, morph into the stories.
And it turns out that there is another officer of the CIA who went right into the area where the anthrax was held, and that they are distracting everybody away from that. It was an official globalist operation. We have other proof. Bush was on Cipro on September 10th, 4 weeks before the anthrax showed up.
Exactly. The name of Philip Zack was the guy's name, and he sent letters threatening, sent the letters before the 911, before the anthrax attacks, accusing an Egyptian guy, a colleague that he worked with.
Yeah, it turns out, according to press reports, the guy's a Mossad double agent, and he sent threatening letters trying to say it was the Egyptian, and then he was in the unauthorized area, according to press reports, and yeah.
I just got one final point. I just got Paul Joseph Watson's book, and I just started reading it last night, and I just happened to get through the first couple chapters, and I must say it's very well-sourced for anyone that's out there. Very good book, and it's a good read so far from what I've got through.
Well, thank you so much for getting the book. God bless you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Al.
Appreciate that. Nash in Arizona. Nash, go ahead.
Yeah, I see. This is Nash from Arizona calling you.
Well, welcome, sir.
Yes, sir. I want to get your information about the Palestinian and about Palestine.
Okay, exactly.
All right, let me tell you one thing. I think, you know, I hope you are a man enough not to cut into the conversation.
I have trouble understanding you. Go ahead.
All right, you will understand, you know. You are the biggest, biggest liar. The Palestinian people has existed in Palestine for thousands of years. The Zionist movement has been founded in Europe in 1860.
Okay, you need to stop your car and turn your radio off because I can barely
understand. I'm going to turn the radio off here. You can hear me now.
Okay.
You know, when you talk about, you know, history and talk about people and country and you want freedom, then you better not be a liar on the radio and with 1,000 people hearing you.
Okay, well, I'm...
If you want to speak the truth... Then, you know,
okay, hold
way.
On just a second.
But a liar, bastard.
Okay, great. Hold on just a minute. Put him on hold for a second because I need to be able to counter what he's saying. Number one, I need to know specifically what I'm lying about because I try to tell the truth. Occasionally, I do make mistakes on some issues, but I'm more accurate than about 98% of people out there. What am I lying about? I mean, what am I doing bad to the Palestinians? I'm trying to understand that.
The Palestinian people exist, and they've been in Middle East all the years as history.
Okay.
Jesus came there, and all Europe came there, if you remember.
So what am I lying about?
The Jews and the Zionists.
What am I lying about?
You are lying about everything you spoke about the Palestinian. We did not, you know, the Jews or the Zionists did not import the Palestinian.
Okay,
from,
hold on,
you know,
hold on a minute. Put him on hold. You're going to have to stay there, Nash. I'll hold you over to the next segment, but just don't hang up. This is what I'm talking about. I get death threats from the Klan. I get attacked by the ADL in the New York Times. It's all controlled, folks. The Palestinians, the Jews, the Germans, America, Russia, China. Evil people are in control. Okay? And until you realize that government is the problem, not where somebody's from or what color they are, we're going to have this problem. Now, I explained that the Mossad is carrying out most of the bombings, and he doesn't like that.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
Black Barkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a
out what was going on.
Down,
there's a show that comes on before my broadcast on the Colorado Radio Network that goes into several other states, obviously, and Nash is calling from Arizona. And Nash thinks he's talking to another talk show host. And so, Nash, would you like to continue calling me a liar?
I am calling you, and I will call you again to correct your information about Palestinian and Palestine.
You really are an idiot, aren't you?
You are a very idiot and disgraced idiot.
Did you just hear me say?
And find you a job besides a liar job at the disgraced.
What do you think sir? What do you think my name is?
You said Steve. If you hide behind your name, it's a different game.
No. Hold on. What's my name?
You said Steve.
No. Again, we had callers call in who heard the show you're talking about before this one. This is another show. Okay.
Well, how can I get the other show? I want to speak to other guy. You know, his name is Steve.
Well, he's not on right now. I'm on right now.
Okay, you are on. I apologize for if I, talking to you.
Yeah, you're talking to another person.
I thought I was talking to Steve, and I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings, but
okay,
I was helped up by him, you know, myself.
All right.
I was listening to his trash.
All right,
he was talking about trash.
Thanks for the call. I don't have time for this mindless distraction. Oh, man, I tell you what. It just gets so out of control. Totally out of control, folks. It just... People are so into labels and so into... I have listeners all the time on the street ask me, well, how do I hear you in northern Texas and I can go to Missouri and hear you on the radio? How do you go to each place and do the show? This person will have some Fortune 500 job, and you know, $80,000 a year, and they don't even know how radio voices get around. They don't understand how their satellites. They don't know how the meat. They never really thought about how the meat gets in the packaging at the store. So I guess, you know, this show isn't for people like that. We're about where things come from, how things operate, what's behind the scenes, not about the surface. We'll have to break and come back and go to Gary and Tom and a bunch of others. If you want to join us on air, it's 800-259-9231. The corrupt global government is about to carry out more terrorist attacks. And they're going to really set up a police state after that and have secret arrests, and they've built concentration camps, and it's in the mainstream media. And Bush is going after your guns, after the borders, after the family, signing on to UNESCO, selling out our complete sovereignty. And the Democrats are all voting with him, and we're losing America right now, and you better wake up to that. You heard a caller earlier who's gotten the new book, Order Out of Chaos, that I published, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. You need to get it. It's $19.95, over 300 and something pages long, full of graphics and diagrams, covers government-sponsored terror and the latest information. Need to get my films, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. They're $25.95, order three or more. They drop down to $20. My book's Descent into Tyranny, covers September 11th, only $12, 220-plus pages. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the books or the films. And, yes, support this show when you purchase them, but more importantly, make copies of the films for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes. Hand them out to people. Wake America up to who the real terrorists are, or they're going to keep carrying out the terror, folks. This is life and death. So join me in the tradition of Paul Revere to warn the people. Toll-free number to order the videos or the books, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. By the way, I think that call was staged. We'll be right back.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the